From the TCO studios, welcome to Vikings Game Plan. I'm Paul Allen, joined this week by Minnesota Vikings defensive coordinator George Edwards. Happy holidays and congratulations on the 11-3 season.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Happy holidays to you also.
Now, the Vikings most recently beat the Cincinnati Bengals, and they got their first defensive touchdown of the season. It's Eric Kendricks.
Dalton sets and throws. Intercepted. Picked off by Kendricks. Eric Kendricks looking for the angle. Dives to the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
What led to that?
He got us into a check. We ended up in playing cover three, and Eric did a great job as he got the crosser falling back into the second window, and I don't think the quarterback saw him as he dropped the crosser and fell back. So excellent job by him understanding what we're trying to accomplish with the coverage and ended up in the right place and making a big play, and a great job by our guys getting in front and blocking for him and escorting him to the end zone.
I know you have no desire to identify, even if you have an opinion, who the defensive MVP is for your team. But seriously, with Xavier, Linval Joseph, Eric Kendricks, Harrison Smith, Everson Griffin, so on and so on, I mean, when you have players like that playing the way they're playing, A, it's basically impossible to identify the best of all of them, but they all complement each other so well.
No doubt about it. And that's one thing, you know, we talked about picking a player for this game, and Coach ended up giving everybody a game ball. Because at the different levels, we've got really good players at the different positions. But at the same time, they also realize they have to work together to be able to be successful, you know, for all of us to be successful. And they're very unselfish. They do a great job of preparing and going out and executing. So it is, that's a tough question as you work through the end of the season.
So if you want to make a big case for that, for Eric Kendricks, who leads the team in tackles, he had that pick six, has some tackles for loss. Eric needs Linval to do what he does incredibly well, to do what he does well. For Xavier to be shut down, he needs that pass rush.
That's right.
Harrison, run, pass, blitz, whole thing.
Right.
You know, they all just feed off each other so well.
They really do. They do a nice job of understanding it takes all of them to go out there to be, you know, successful at what they need to get done each week. And that's hats off to them because they really are that way. And you can just tell it in their preparation each week.
One of my favorite stories this year is Trey Waynes.
Jameis on a deep drop. Shoots for DeSean Jackson. Intercepted by Trey Waynes.
And a good tackle is made by Trey Waynes.
Trey has been really good in coverage and fantastic tackling from the cornerback spot.
He really has done a nice job. And just seeing him, like you said, from the start of the season to where we are now, is just, you know, kudos to him. His preparation, his work ethic, and all those things are playing into it. And I think he's a lot more comfortable with what we're asking him to do. And the matchups from week to week, I know everybody knows we move Xavier around, this, that, and that, but the one thing, knock on wood, we haven't had to do, you don't worry about the backside because he's locked down a lot of guys in man coverage on the backside and has done a, you know, tremendous job of, like you said, tackling. I mean, he'll come up and support one of the smaller guys that we have, but does an excellent job of coming up and run supporting for us.
And with that secondary, we would be remiss to not mention Terrence Newman.
Dalton on first down, he throws. Juggled and intercepted by Newman. The former Bengal comes up with the pick.
Terrence Newman and just how good he's still playing.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, again, he's the ultimate professional. I mean, what he brings to our room, we can't, you know, give him enough credit for. The help that he gives, you know, in that position and, you know, the young guys that he's helped along the way, it's really been instrumental to our success over the last couple of years having his presence in that room.
Now, when the Vikings played at U.S. Bank Stadium against Cincinnati, it was their first game at home in 55 days. How about that crowd when your defense was on the field?
It was awesome. Crowd noise definitely helps us at home. There's no doubt about it. You can tell it affects the visiting team. And, you know, our guys really feed off of it and really did a nice job of, you know, being loud for us this weekend.
With Green Bay, no matter the quarterback, I know you focus on the scheme. What do you think about this game at Lambeau? Some keys to slowing Green Bay?
Well, I mean, the one thing that they've done a good job of throughout the course of since the last time we played them is that they're consistently running the ball now. So we've got to do a good job of making them one-dimensional and hopefully being able to get pressure on the quarterback and be able to contain their passing game.